Most animals are tetrapods, and all living tetrapods have one thing in common: four limbs that end in a maximum of five fingers or toes. Dinosaurs, whales, birds, humans, even fish, all are tetrapods, which clearly suggests they come from a single common ancestor. The clue to this ancestor, it was assumed, would be found in the Devonian era, from about 400 million years ago. Before that time, nothing walked on land. After that time, lots of things did. Luckily, the team found just such a creature, a 3-foot-long animal called an ichthyostega. The analysis of the fossil fell to Jarvik, who began his study in 1948 and kept at it for the next 48 years. Unfortunately, Jarvik refused to let anyone study his tetrapod. The world's paleontologists had to be content with two sketchy interim papers in which Jarvik noted that the creature had five fingers in each of four limbs, confirming its ancestral importance. Jarvik died in 1998. After his death, other paleontologists eagerly examined the specimen and found that Jarvik had severely miscounted the fingers and toes. There were actually eight on each limb, and failed to observe that the fish could not possibly have walked. The structure of the fin was such that it would have collapsed under its own weight. Needless to say, this did not do a great deal to advance our understanding of the first land animals. Today, three early tetrapods are known, and none has five digits. In short, we don't know quite where we came from. But come we did, though reaching our present state of eminence has not, of course, always been straightforward. Since life on land began, it has consisted of four mega-dynasties, as they are sometimes called. The first consisted of primitive, plodding, but sometimes fairly hefty amphibians and reptiles. The best-known animal of this age was the Dimetrodon, a sail-backed creature that is commonly confused with dinosaurs, including, I note, in a picture caption in the Carl Sagan book Comet. The Dimetrodon was, in fact, a synapsid. So, once upon a time, were we. Synapsids were one of the four main divisions of early reptilian life, the others being anapsids, euryapsids, and diapsids. The names simply refer to the number and location of small holes to be found in the sides of their owners' skulls. Synapsids had one hole in their lower temples. Diapsids had two, euryapsids had a single hole higher up. Over time, each of these principal groupings split into further subdivisions, of which some prospered and some faltered. Anapsids gave rise to the turtles, which for a time, perhaps a touch improbably, appeared poised to predominate as the planet's most advanced and deadly species, before an evolutionary lurch let them settle for durability rather than dominance. The synapsids divided into four streams, only one of which survived beyond the Permian. Happily, that was the stream we belonged to, and it evolved into a family of proto-mammals known as therapsids. These formed Megadynasty II. Unfortunately for the therapsids, their cousins, the diapsids, were also productively evolving, in their case into dinosaurs, among other things, which gradually proved too much for the therapsids. Unable to compete head-to-head with these aggressive new creatures, the therapsids by and large vanished from the record. A very few, however, evolved into small, furry, burrowing beings that bided their time for a very long while as little mammals. The biggest of them grew no larger than a house cat, and most were no bigger than mice. Eventually this would prove their salvation, but they would have to wait nearly 150 million years for Megadynasty III, the age of the dinosaurs, to come to an abrupt end and make room for Megadynasty IV, and our own Age of Mammals.